On the phone line with us in the studio is the one and only Shock G, good friend of...
What's up, my brother?
Good. Good friend of the one and only Tupac Shakur, a musician who is on the highest level, is getting ready to come up to Yoshi's to celebrate Tupac's birthday and also do a fundraising for the Black Panthers. So you're doing a two-for-one this weekend. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, thank you. It's an honor to be speaking to such a legendary journalist and a person who supported the hip-hop culture from day one back in the 80s, man. So it's an honor, Dave.
Thank you. Right
back at you. But, this is actually put together by one of the original Panthers, Bobby McCall, who's Money B's father. And he informed me that where Yoshi sits right now, the San Francisco Yoshi's right there off of Fillmore, sits right on the property, right on the dirt. It was built right on the dirt from the first Black Panther headquarters, the first one that ever existed, ever. So it's like come full circle. And this is actually a Tupac birthday celebration featuring a few acts and Digital Underground. But the proceeds, the ticket sales, and any of the profits made are going to, as charity to the original Black Panthers who are out having a hard time, the ones who've been political prisoners over the years, people like Geronimo Pratt, people like Bobby Seale, a lot of brothers who were in the original frontline Panthers. A lot of them did jail time, a lot of them wound up not being able to fit easily into society afterwards, and they were kind of maimed by that experience. Like, it looks good in the history books, people love you on colleges, but in the workplace, it didn't give them much to work with. So that's what this benefit is about. We're going to try and dump some money in their pot, and help them get on their feet, get new clothes, get new shelters, and get their lives straight,
Well, let me ask you this. A lot of people don't know. They might hear Digital Underground doing something for the Panthers, and they would go, how does that match? But many people don't know that early on, before digital became digital, you were called the Spice Regime, and y'all were actually, wearing berets and trying to be like a Black Panther-type group until Public Enemy came along. So maybe you can speak on that, and especially with Pac, because one of the things we know about Pac, at one point he was getting ready to go to Atlanta to head up what would have been a baby chapter of the
New African Panthers.
Yeah.
New African Panthers, yeah. Well, my route is 1981. We had the Master Blasters, which evolved into the Four Horsemen, which was me, Kenny K, Doc P, and Scooby D, two of them who have passed already. Rest in peace, Kenny K and Scooby D. Doc P and myself are the only ones still alive representing it. And then we changed our name to the Chill Factor. And at that point, me and Kenny split the group in half, and we came to California. And when we got to Oakland, Kenny was always saying, the word flavor, fresh, everything, food references were in hip-hop a lot. So he was like, man, we're going to put some spice in this hip-hop game. And I said, well, let's call it the Spice Regime. And that was the last name we were before Digital Underground, true. And, our thing was, we wanted to do something for the struggle, because in the 80s, that was the feeling. That was the feeling. You had, the crack wars were winning. The cheap drugs, they infiltrated in the hood. COINTELPRO, it panned out for the FBI. They got us. They got us hooked on the crack. They got us. A lot of musicians were hooked on heroin. They got the cheap drugs in the street, and now the uprising, or I should say the positive progress for the inner city had been interrupted, and you could feel it by the late 80s. That's when groups like Hex Clan and Public Enemy were sprouting up left and right. King Son, young black teachers, and just so many conscious-oriented groups were coming out back then, because you could feel it. You could see it in the street. You see all the crackheads. The crime was out of control. But as hip-hop brought that around, especially hats off to Ice Cube, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, NWA and them, they predicted the police brutality. You could pretty much say they predicted the Rodney King incident, letting people know how bad it was. You know, that's what they meant by F the police. They didn't mean like all the police. They meant those ones that were just wreaking havoc, right. You know. Yeah. But, so by the time we got our deal at Digital Underground, most of those slots had got soaked up pretty much. And I always like to stand out. I'm a cat who likes to go left when the whole herd goes right. And that being that it had become normal par for hip-hop to speak revolution, then that's when I felt like, well, maybe I'll abandon that and do something else that comes natural to me, too, which is goofing off. I've always been a funny cat. I've always, you know, been into Bootsy Collins and Bernie Worrell and Benny Hill. Bootsy right. Collins. What's the dude's name? I get no respect. Rodney Dangerfield.
Right.
A lot of people went into Humpty Hump, you know. And Rodney Dangerfield was one of them. Morris Day. Yes. I want some perfection. Get it up. All that stuff. So, you know, that was as strong in me as the revolutionary side was. So I was like, wow, if we're not going to be the last poets, if we're not going to be James Brown, I'm black and I'm proud, then maybe we'll be Funkadelic, Free Your Mind, and Your Ass Will Follow. Maybe we'll be Bootsy's Rubber Band, and maybe we'll go in that direction, hip-hop-wise, you know?
I hear that.
It worked out. As it turns out, I'm more of a clown than I am a political leader. At my core, my family's goofy growing up. When I think about it, you know, as a young black teenager, of course I wanted to be down with the struggle. That's when you want to be on the front line, you know what I mean? Where they at? But as I got older, around 25, 26, I had calmed down a lot. And by the time, you know, Digital Underground was on its second or third album, I felt like we had did the right thing by opening up humor and sexual prowess to our material, you know.
Right, but you've still done a number of records that always kind of kept it in there, and the fact that Pac was a part of your group helped bring that as well. Can you talk a little
exactly.
bit about that?
Exactly, yo. If Pac wasn't in Digital Underground, I would have felt a bigger need to make a lot of statements like that. I would have felt like my African-Americanism, my social struggle, my humanitarianism isn't showing enough. And I would have wanted to do something that way. But by having Tupac there and by working on his solo records and stuff, I felt like, you know, that mouth in my mind was getting fed. You know what I mean? And we were doing something for the struggle just by working with Pac. And then every now and then we'd try to shed a little light, even on a Digital Underground album. We would do something halfway political. But, you know, we kept it fun and games because it's more of a variety show that way. You
right.
got your CNN, that was Tupac. You got your Comedy Channel, that was Digital Underground. You got your HBO Late Night, Sex in the City, that's Freaky Deaky Money B, and on and on, you know. We even had our Hustler Channel with Gold Money. And then we had our Cypher, freestyle rapping, hip-hop, Battle You Anytime corner provided by young MCs like Essential and Sophia, you know. And helping Humpty Hump with the gestures activities, you had Yuck Mouth and Numbskull come through.
So there was a lot of folks, and we often forget that.
All right, let's go.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Yeah, shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
We chocolate crossover.
Yeah, we chocolate crossover.
See me, cocoa, might go
I'm cocoa, and I might go pop. Now it's about time that I clear this. So pardon me, miss, but I'd like for you to hear this.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
You see, I feel real good inside, and it's just from your nearness. There's no need for you to fear this.
Kiss me,
I'll kiss you back.
Ooh. Well, you look kinda cute to me. I think we can achieve this. Plus, you act like you need this. Kiss me, and I'll kiss you back. You act real fly. Money D's not buying it. Quit denying it, you're better off trying it. Freak me, girl, and I'll freak you back.
Through any kind of weather, will me and you forever stay together? Well, I just don't know, but I tell you what though, if you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
And I guess you wanna know if I'm gonna be around.
ain't sure, but I'll tell you what I do know. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
All right, let's do this.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah, kiss me, and I'll kiss you back.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
You with it? Because if you with it, I'm with it. Yo.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah.
Just kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back. Now I'm hoping that you hear me, cause I love it when you hear me. And I'm telling you sincerely that if you kiss me, girl, I'll kiss you back. Cause I really, really, really like you, and I just wanna make it clear. We're gonna keep it fair and square.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back. Yo, it's not funny, real cute is what you say to me. But any other way you play me, if you love me, then I'll love you back.
When you say I get the most out of this, it kinda bothers me. A fair exchange and no robbery.
Love me, girl, and I love you back.
Love me, girl, and I love you back.
Now I'm hoping that you hear me, cause I love it when you hear me. And you know I know you need it, so I guess that we could do this.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Alright, sing it with me again, come on.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Come on, keep it going.
Kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah, ladies.
Let me do it, I love you back.
Oh yeah, yo, I'm with it.
Kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Alright, that's cool, now let's change it up a little bit.
If you play with my tummy, you know, I'll tickle your feet.
If you touch me here,
I'll touch you there.
Yeah, put lotion on me.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
If you love me, girl, I'll love you back.
I'll love you back.
We know what you go through. Sometimes we put you down. People treat you cold and they know you sleep around. We never want to disrespect you, and I'll never tell anyone in town. But if you love me, then I'll love you back. I'm asking if you're down.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss me.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
And I'll kiss you back.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. If you tickle my feet, I'll tickle your tummy.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back.
Yeah, I like what the girls do.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back.
Come on, ladies, one more time, kick it.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back.
Cause if you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. But if you hit me, then I'll hit you back.
Smack me and I'll smack your back.
If you scratch me here, I'll scratch you there. I'll put lotion on me.
Kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
I want to look back a little bit on Pac for a second. What are your fondest memories of him, and what are some things that people should really know about him that often get forgotten?
What people don't know about Tupac? There's probably a lot of things, but...
I like that piano riff there.
It's probably a lot of things, but he was really an intellectual kid. You know, he took on thug life because he wanted his message. He didn't want to speak down to anyone. You know, he had had a little extra curriculum at the Baltimore School of Arts. He was a very well-read brother. Even at 18 years old, when I had met him, he had already read all of these legendary books, and he had already read the 48 Laws of Power. He had already read the whole Machiavelli story. He was reading, when we were in the studio with him, he was reading Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper, that ex-government CIA person who went left and defected and snitched on a lot of the plans that the government had up to control the people. Pac was reading that book when I met him. You know, he was in the studio at that, something like 91, you know. He was a very well-read cat. But he looked at Chuck D, and Chuck D was one of his idols. And he looked at Chuck D, and he was like, you know, cats are starting to sag their jeans. We starting to rock these tattoos. We getting wild with the blunts. The people who come to the Chuck D and the KRS-One rallies, they already got their Quran in their hand or their Bible or their seven lessons, and they already straight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're already are intellectuals. Pac noticed that the people he wanted to reach, they didn't even read. They didn't go to the meetings and the rallies. They didn't have nothing. They were the have-nots, you know, the straight-up, the thugs in the hood, the cats who just didn't, who grew up without parents and just grew up watching television only, and just, those are the cats he wanted to reach, so he knew he couldn't do it like Chuck D and KRS-One did it. He couldn't be a vegetarian. They wouldn't understand him. He couldn't wear his jeans tight on his butt like Chuck D did. He had to sag his pants. He couldn't have been straight with non-alcohol and no drugs because he didn't want to speak down to anybody. He wanted to speak eye to eye and say, look, I have the same problems you have, okay? I got the police chasing my ass too, but hear me out. It could be a better world if we treat these sisters a little better. You know what I'm saying? And if we treat each other with kindness, if we lift each other up one day, I know it'll be heaven sent, but we ain't ready to see a black president. Woo, I wish Pac had lived to see Obama.
Right.
He would have loved that. He wouldn't believe it.
He'd probably be on Obama's case, too.
Yo, what's up with the health care you said? You said everybody. That's not everybody.
I hear that. So, yeah, so we often forget that because we get overshadowed that with the sensationalism that there was a method to his madness and that he was much more well thought than it was just acting off of pure emotion.
Right, exactly. It wasn't just emotion. By the time the camera showed him spitting in the camera and acting stupid and yelling and fighting, that was after the fact. That was way after he had been shot a couple of times, incarcerated. He's running around with death row. They pumping him, patting him on the back. You heard what he said, Pop? What you gonna tell him? What you gonna tell him? They pumping him up like people in his corner, sending him in the ring, you know what I mean? So you've seen a very animated, exaggerated, hurt, bitter, betrayed Tupac in those last few pictures of him spitting at the cameras. Because the judges, they were spitting on him. You know, he felt like the cases that he was getting handled and the justice he was getting dealt, they were spitting on him, so he was spitting back. But if you look at Tupac at any other time, and he was only on death row for 9 months, but if you look at him any other time, he was in the music industry for 5 years. Look at him any of those other times. From before we met him, when he had Strictly Dope, was his group, with Ray Love and Dizzy on turntables. Before that even, when he was MC New York, with Mouse Man was his right-hand man. Mouse Man was Dana Smith was his right-hand man, and he was making videos with Jada back when they were 15 years old. Look at him at that period. Look at him at any time during the 3-4 tours he did with Digital Underground. Look at his first solo albums, you know, Tupacalypse Now and all the way up to All Eyes on Me, and you will see he was not a madman. So it burns me and it makes me mad when I meet people in the street and I meet these young kids and they all backwards and they not in school and they not going to work and they just standing there on the corner or they standing there grinding weed out of their mom's garage and they got all these tattoos that say money over and they turn that one cigarette over in their Newport pack. And they too young, and they already telling me, hey, Shock, you need anything before the show? Yo, I got them Rolls, man. I got them purple Mitsubishis and them yellow Rolls Royces and talking about X-Pills and these little 14-year-olds. I'm like, yo, man, you really, really are messing your life up. I'd be surprised if you're still free by the time you're 30. Man, I'm thugging it out like Pop told me, man. Money over man. Blah, blah, blah. And that... it makes me want to shake them little kids and be like, man, I just want to just knock the out of them sometimes and be like, man, you missing it. You missing the whole message. You only catching the thug side of Pac. Pac only threw that little bit in so people would relate to him so y'all wouldn't turn away and be like, that's just another goody two-shoes trying to tell me to straighten up and he don't know my problems. Pac did know your problems. Mm. But don't just stand there and throw your life away thinking you being like Tupac. No, shorty. No, Pac was in the library. Pac was knowing his history. Pac's family was revolutionaries. You know what I'm saying? Pac had real problems. He had real problems. His family was incarcerated. His mom was trying to get off crack after being bombed by FBI after having their offices bombed. they had reasons to smoke cigarettes, and they had reasons to talk about stress and say they were stressed out. You know, they weren't just 14-year-old kids doing it because they thought it was cool. When Tupac was 14 years old, his mind was beautifully open. He was a very well-spoken, very optimistic young teenager. And you can see that in some of those documentaries that have this early, you know, high school footage out. You can see he was a bright-eyed, well-behaved, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't just wild for no reason, youngster. That's what they don't understand. Tupac loved women. Wasn't no money over He loved and respected women. You can hear it in his lyrics.
Here's something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Keep your head up, ooh, child. Things are gonna get easier.
Keep your head up.
I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit and still pay your rent. And in the end it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth. And the truth is, it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive, cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up,
you got to your head up.
On their own. I know it's kinda rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thank the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, your daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids
Yo, what's up, Bay Area? You sitting here with Picasso of the Living Legends crew.
Yo, what's up? This is Cut Chemist, straight out of Los Angeles.
Yo, what up? It's your girl, DJ Bex. I represent from Oakland all day, every day, man.
This is Lyrics Born. I'm saying this to Berkeley. I'm saying this to Oakland. I'm saying this to San Francisco. The whole yay area in Northern California. You're checking out Hard Knock Radio. Oh.
A damn shame, the girl can hardly spell her name.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her moms, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years older, she's having a baby, in love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And yet, and also thinks that'll be with her forever, and dreams of a world where the two of them are together. Whatever, he left her and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in a trash heap bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay, and social work is here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack but end up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fam, swing. And Brenda's her name, she's gotta pay.
You know, I appreciate you sharing some of those thoughts. And, you know, I want to remind people that Digital Underground will be at Yoshi's this Saturday. What Ooh. Time's the show?
It's going to be, sorry about that, 10:30, jumps off 10:30, Yoshi's Frisco.
Well, there you have it. So...
Hey, I want y'all to know it's gonna be. Yes, Pac is gonna be in the house. It's gonna be a guy for a girl, and
this room for a guy. Make sure everybody in the house. And buy those tickets. Even if you're a friend of mine, please buy your ticket because this is a Black Panther benefit for all the people who fought for us and struggled for us. Bobby McCall, and more names than I could mention, but a lot of these brothers, you know, they did the time for us, and now they out, and they have a prison record, and they don't have a huge job resume, and it's hard for them to get on their feet, so we are trying to set up a fund for these brothers, you know? Yep, for the Mutulu Shakurs, and the Asada Shakurs, and the Afeni Shakurs, and the Bobby Seals, and the Joanne Chesimars of the world, and the Stokely Carmichaels. Let's make their futures bright.
Well, there you have it.
Sacrifice for us, you know.
I hear that. Well, Shock Man, we appreciate it. Before I let you go, will there be any special guests? Because Digital always has special guests rolling through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely will. And you know we're going to dip into a nice Tupac tribute because it's going to be Tupac's birthday Saturday. Woo! I think he would have been 43. Oh, my God. Y'all gotta come through, man. Come through and do what you like with us. We're gonna have a good time.
Well, there you have it. Shock G, man. We appreciate it. Hanging in the studio.
Hey, I'm gonna be out like that. I'll see y'all there, all right?
I'm loving it. There you go. The one and only Shock G, Digital Underground. What a thank you, my man.
You know, we got that from. I got a letter from the government the other day. They opened it and read it. It said they would sign us.
I'm loving it.
Kick it, man.
Well, Shock.
Yeah, we got lots of special guests in the house. You know how Digital roll, man. We roll through with the Mechanics. We roll through with the Loonies. We roll through with the, we might have some of the Hobo Junction in the building. We might have some of the Who Riders in the house. We might have the Saucy Nomad with us.
Yeah. It's going to be nice. And we're going to
have the Freaky Deaky. On out, ladies. And if you see me backstage, you know the rest.
All right,
hey, Dave, it's always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Let me just do this one thing before we
okay.
go. Right. Got to let everybody know we got 4 pair of tickets to go to Yoshi's to see Digital Underground. If you want to go, give us a call now. The first 4 callers at 510-848-4425. Listening to the amazing Shock G, musician extraordinaire, playing his stuff on the keyboards. And he will be your musical escort through the world of funk and soul and Tupac and the whole nine this Saturday night. I will see you there. Shock G, thank you so much, man, for hanging out.
You're welcome, brother. I'll holla at y'all.
Peace.
See y'all Saturday.
As I keep the J's, easy while style, R&B, mixing it with the hip-hop, swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone.
It's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle. Meanwhile, we keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping. Girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose. I love you, Rover. Move over. I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but still I'm pleasing all the slimmies. Pull out my Jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie, it's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all. It's just the same old song.
It's the same song.
Right back, I gotta take a leak. So I'm draining entertainers, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Ayo, he saw me on cable and grin. I busted in and I was going to win. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song for Sporty Shorty. Same freckles and hat, drinking the same Ford.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter, my rhymes are legit, cause I'm a Humpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me, it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock. I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me. Harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the same, cause it's the same song.